It's the nephew here with the prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
They moved Big Mama. Or should I say, they moved Big Mama!
So dramatic.
Oh, no, they moved Big Mama. Oh, they moved Big Mama. They moved Big Mama. Let's go, cat dog. They moved Big Mama.
Cleaning service. I'm trying to... Can I speak to the owner of the company? This is he. Is this Robert? The owner is Robert. Is this Robert?
Yes, sir, this is. This is Mr. Robert. How can I help you?
My name is Carruthers. Y'all clean my house last week.
Okay.
And when y'all moved the furniture to clean the carpet, somebody moved my grandmother off the coffee table. And she not in there no more.
Hold on 1 second for me, sir. Do you know what day did we clean your house on, sir?
Last Wednesday. Y'all cleaned my house.
You said we came to your house on Wednesday of last week. What's your address, sir?
Big Mama!
It's okay.
Big Mama! Okay. Big Mama!
Oh, sir? Hello? You said your name is Carruthers and we came to your house on Wednesday. If you don't mind, can I have your address, please?
Y'all... Big Mama! Big Mama!
Okay, Mr. Carruthers, listen. If your grandmother... Now, was your grandmother laying on the carpet? I mean, my guys don't move people, sir. We would not have...
My grandma, she was on the coffee table. Her urn was on the coffee table.
Oh,
my
okay.
grandmother passed. Bethany Lane. Y'all, and somebody moved it, and now the vase is still there, but the ashes is...
Okay. I'm sorry. So you're saying that you're... Oh,
Big Mama! Big Mama!
Mr. Grubb, I am so sorry. I just lost my grandmother not too long ago, sir. I know how you feel. Now, listen, my guys would not have knocked over a vase or something like that, or they would have told me if they knocked over something. Are you sure that it was my cleaning service?
Yeah, I ain't have. Nobody had no two different carpet cleaning services to come by in the same week, man. Y'all the only ones came by there. Y'all the ones that did it. Y'all the ones moved my grandmama. And now my grandmama gone.
Mr. Carruthers.
My grandmama
go, man. Mr. Carruthers, I'm sorry about that, but if you would give me your address, I can confirm that actually was my cousin that came by you. I apologize, sir. So I'm sorry.
Big Mama! Oh, Big Mama! Big Mama go!
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. Now, can you please just give me your address, sir? Let me pull some information up in my system, and we can straighten all this out. Hold on for 1 second, please. Do me a favor. Go and ask Wayne and Robert Jr. to come in here for a second. They had to be the ones to clean that man's carpet on last week. Hold on, sir. Somebody knocked over his grandmama urn. Now you know.
Big Mama!
Come in here now.
Big Mama been there. She been on that coffee table for 10 years. She been on that coffee table for 10 years. And now y'all are messing.
Mr. Carruthers, I'm sorry. I'm trying to find out if
you know what? When I get myself together,
uh-huh.
I'm going to come down there and I'm going to kick some at that damn place of yours. You hear me?
Mr. Carruthers, now listen. I'm going to do everything that I can to help you, but now don't you're not going to threaten me on this phone.
You move my grandmama and I'm going to move your now. You hear me? I promise you, I'm going to tell everybody not to use this damn carpet cleaning service because y'all don't know what the hell y'all doing.
No. Hold the hell on. Now, listen. Now, it took me a long time to get my services together, sir, and we do a real good job. Now, you're not going to threaten me.
Y'all move people's grandmama. That's what y'all do. You move people's grandmama.
We have never had this kind of incident. As a matter of fact, we haven't had any incidents at all. So,
I'm
going to do everything that I can. I'm sorry about your grandmother, sir. We're going to get everything squared away for you.
I'm going to get an ad in the newspaper and tell everybody not to use this damn service. I promise you that.
I done told you once Now, you're not going to threaten me about my damn company no more. You understand me? You're not going to put no ad in no newspaper, and you're not going to sit there and tell me what you're going to do. I done called my sons in here. I done called my nephew in here. They're the only ones that clean that god doggone carpet. Now, I'm going to find out what happened, but you're not going to threaten my company. You understand? This is how I make my living. Now, I don't know how you make your living, but this is how I make my
living. You make your living by moving people's grandmamas, man. You move my grandmama. My grandmama ain't on the coffee table no more.
Sir, I'm sorry that your grandma's not on your carpet table no more. Look, I'll try to find out what happened. We're going to get this fixed for you, but you got to work with me.
Hey, I'm coming down there right now to this damn office and start kicking some ass. Have your boys there and have your there too.
You're going to come down here. Come on, well, bring me your come on down here right now. I'm not scared of you, man. I'm trying to help you, and you want to go off on me like that, bro? I don't give a matter of fact, come on down here right now. You won't give me even your address. I don't even know where you are. Man. I don't even know if we've seen
you. I promise you, I'm whooping your boys and your because y'all done moved my grandma. You moved my grandmother, man.
Listen, bro. Mr. Carruthers, don't threaten me and don't threaten me about my boy. Now, that's my son. I don't take that too lightly. I will come personally to your house right now, beat your and then come back and clean your house for free. Do you understand me? Don't you threaten my children, and don't you threaten me. I'm gonna get off my damn phone.
I got one more thing I want to tell you, man.
What?
Is you listening?
What is it, man?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife, dog. Hello?
Hey, say, say, man. Ethel, don't worry about it. That wasn't nobody. That's just Tommy, man. You ain't right, dog. Man, you ain't right. You called me, Tommy. Now you got my sons and they're looking like they did something. I'm gonna go bust them inside their head, man. You won't tell me what you gonna do with my company, man. You know how long it's been since I had my company started, man. You wrong for that, Tommy.
Oh, good.
You wrong, man.
Hey, man, Robert, I got one more thing to ask you, man. What is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show player, man. I listen to y'all every morning, man. Y'all every morning. Look here. Why don't you tell Dr. Steve, man, y'all need to put a carpet cleaning award over in the hoodie awards, man.
You mean a carpet cleaning in a category?
Carpet cleaning category, man. Y'all need to go and put one in, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, man. Hey, man. What outlet?
Yeah, listen.
Do y'all have any urns in y'all's house?
No.
I'm just asking. Girl, I'm just asking.
Do you?
No, we bury everybody in our family.
Okay. We bury our people.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're getting in this hole in the ground. That's what you're finna do. You're not finna be falling off the mantelpiece. Now, we got to vacuum your ass up. We're not doing
now
that.
Now, you're in the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, now, you all have been hit. Now, we trying to tear the bag open and make sure we dust all of it out. We done left your fingers up in there because we couldn't get all the dust out the
boy.
First of all,
we're not finna do that.
Vacuum bags.
Because you don't know, if you don't get all the dust, you don't know what part of the ass is missing.
Boy.
Yeah, that's why we're not doing that at our house. That ain't no April Fool. That's what you're not doing at our house. You're not breaking Grandpa up the air down in here. Now, we don't know. He over the fireplace. We don't know what the ashes is from the fire here. Now, we done swept the wrong thing in there.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.